You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the day and for another week. On the telephone now with the 5 o'clock shadow is Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, I want to get the SENS announcements, the stock exchange news announcements, out of the way first. And I'm going to test your mettle. I'm going to go down from the top down, in other words, from the latest. Okay, PSV Holdings Limited, provisional condensed consolidated results for the year ended 28th of February. What is PSV?
I don't have a clue.
No idea, hey? Okay, let's move on then. The next one is also going to test your mettle.
And well, another code, and because that's PSV, but that's it.
And your prowess as a broker. How about this one? Hulisani Limited, results for the year ended 28th of February.
Be serious.
Okay. Wilderness Holdings Limited. Wilderness.
Yeah, I don't know. Proud to say I've got no clue.
You're three out of three. You've struck out three times here. This is one that will really test you. Imbali Beauty Limited, reviewed provisional condensed consolidated financial statements for the year ended February. Imbali Beauty Limited. No idea.
Got stumped 4 for 4.
Karometko, their results?
Yeah, that one I know. One I can talk on.
Okay, let's talk about that one.
Look, a penny stock, in the very definition of a penny stock, 330 million rand market cap, basically chrome mining options, really. One defunct mine, one mine that's working. So this is the type of thing, and I worked at a competitor of ours, called Anglo Rand. And at one point, a young analyst came into the office, burst through the door and said, this is the next Anglo Gold. And they loaded up 10% of the company. Fast forward to 2019, and it never really worked out. The shares buys at 9 cents, sellers at 13 cents. They managed to have a trading statement at 1:30 and the results at 4:00. Where the rules say is immediately you become aware that there's a difference in the earnings, you should, immediately inform the market. But they became aware an hour before they published the results.
This is
headline loss per share.
Go ahead.
Yeah, headline loss per share for the end of 28 February 19 is expected to be headline loss has been 19% higher at 1.86 cents per share. So it's a tiny little company which hardly trades, and you wonder how much longer it will be listed here.
Okay, here's one that our friend in the small cap analytical sphere, if you like, or regime likes. It's a Consolidated Infrastructure Group. Their trading statement for the 6 months ended 28th of February. And I'm looking at my share price, and it may be slightly delayed or it may be spot on. Nearly 20% down, CIG.
You need to refresh that because it's 30% down.
Wow.
Cons Infrastructure, the legendary Small Talk Daily, Anthony Clark. He's had some great calls.
Yeah.
He's had some bad calls, but he did go all in on this one. I'm not going to rub it in with him because I've also had bad calls. But, management, once again, misleading investors. I remember when the share was about 5 rand, he even said, sell your granny and sell your scooter and everything and go all in on Cons Infrastructure. And I think what does happen to some of the small cap analysts is they get too close to management. It's a round of golf. It's a lunch at the Melrose Arch. And you think the management are your best buddy, but they are talking to you to try and get their share price to go up. Mm. And he might have fallen under the spell of management.
Nutritional Holdings Limited, their results came out. This is a real Friday for rats and mice, isn't it? What is Nutritional Holdings Limited?
Yeah, the share code is nut. And that tells you everything you need to know about it. It's been 1 cent offered in millions and on millions. There basically aren't enough paces on the JSE website for the amount of millions which are for sale. But at a glance, you would say 57 million at 1 cent. It did actually do three trades today at 1 cent. I don't know why anyone would do that, but I suppose perhaps they're covering a short. Yeah. But a market cap of 137 million, as I've had missed deals which have been bigger than that.
Taste Holdings, we know about this one. This is quite serious, actually, because Taste Holdings is something that, it's also been in the news in the last year or so. These are the results for the year ended 28th of Feb again.
Leaves a bad taste. Starbucks and Domino's. The cost of rolling out these big, strong American brands, they're probably much more than they thought. There was a feeling in the economy just post-2010 that the ranks of tourists were going to swell. We were going to get a sort of momentum surge of tourism. And so we needed all of these Starbucks and Domino's and all these brands. But it hasn't really panned out. It gives various reasons. It'll be the same thing, difficult conditions, headwinds, and so on. The share didn't trade today. Those results came out at midday. 10 cents the buyers, 12 cents the sellers, a market capitalization of 200 million rand.
Yeah, it's a sad story, actually. Starbucks and Domino's have commenced their store expansion plans, it says here. 132 million rights offer was concluded during the year to fund the expansion, concluded a group-wide restructure, concluded the outsourcing of non-core operations. Group revenue decreased by 7% to 360 million. Headline loss per share decreased by 39%, etc. It's actually turned out to be quite a sad story, really, because they've got some good brands.
Got some strong brands, and you want these type of businesses to do well. Well, when I was at my age, people are prepared to take risk, put a huge amounts of money down, and try to build something. It doesn't always work out, but you'd want something like this to succeed. So it is really disappointing. Just the fact that they had to have a rights issue to raise 130 million, and the market cap is 200 million. If it was a patient, it would be in the ICU, waiting for the doctor.
Yeah, nice analogy, Greg. A very visual image you painted there. Let's have a look at what's been happening on the top five and bottom five on the JSE Securities Exchange after, of course, you give us the closing prices of the major indexes. Go ahead, please.
Yes, banks, not as strong as we'd hope, but not a bad day. Up 0.5%. Financials up 0.22%. Industrials up 0.08%. Retail is up 3.54. We spoke about Mr. Price this morning. That pressed on. Gold shares having a huge day, up 7.7%. Gold price finding its way north of 1,300 for the first time in quite some time. Platinum up 3.5%. Resources down 1.2. So those taking a bit of a breather, a bit of strength in the rand. Turnover is solid to 22 billion. So seems to be there's a bit of money flowing back into the market.
Yeah, let's give you the currencies now. The rand at one stage was 1482, 1483, and now it's currently 1461. So great performance from the rand, really big turnaround. British pound against the rand, 1843. Euro rand, 1628. Euro dollar, 111.44. So we've got independent rand strength today for some extraordinary reason. Let's have a look at that gold price that you were just referencing. If I can just actually manage to manipulate my mouse. Instead of zipping off to, there we go. Gold price, $1,300 exactly, up $12 an ounce. The platinum price is down $4 to $792, and the palladium price is down $35 an ounce, Greg. That's a massive move, 2.5%, $1,331. Oil price also massive, down 3% to $64.53 per barrel. Maybe it's the fear of recession because of the actions of your mate, the orange menace, Mr. Trump. We'll come to him in a moment. And overseas stock markets, well, they were really, really bad. At one stage, the Dow Jones, I think, was down around about 350. It's only down 229 at the moment. The S&P was down around about 38. It's only down 23, but still nonetheless under pressure. This could be a sort of lunchtime rally from the United States as people go out and get a hot pastrami on rye or whatever these people eat. But it'll be a very, very interesting close. If it closes near the lows, I fear for Monday. Greg, let's have a look at those ups and downs according to sharenet.co.za. Right at the top, on the upside, closing on its highs, Mr. Price.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal move, really, because, those results were a beat, perhaps, and then we were talking yesterday afternoon, this time, about, someone was aggressively selling the shares into the close. And so overnight we came in at 177 rand, close 197 rand, and 1.1 billion rands worth of shares of Mr. Price helping us out here. That's probably what's pushed us north of 20 billion in terms of trade. So stocks come into play, and obviously on the back of results, especially results which was a surprise on the upside. Generally, the retailers have been battling, but they seem to have got the mix right, and the guys which were short would have to buy. Speculators, if you'd bought them on the first trade this morning, today's opening was 184. You could have made some money very, very short. So I often look at those things and say, should I have a go? And then you think, well, it's going to be such a mad scramble to buy stocks. You know, it's too undignified for me to try and grab these things.
Just tell us where Mr. Price has come from, though. Just what has been the recent high? And when I say recent, the last 2 years, for example.
Okay, let me go back here quickly to 2017. It seems like yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, I think when all the retailers were booming, then that was sort of about April of 2018. It was 290 rand.
Okay, so it's 100.
It has been doing, yeah, leg down, kind of with rallies in between. But this is actually this second time, I'm just looking, we've bounced off that 177 area probably in the last 3 or 4 months. So perhaps that's a support area.
Okay, AngloGold up 8.25%, massive. Sibanye up 7.8%, massive. Goldfields 7.25%, really, really good. Harmony nearly 7% higher. The gold share is going absolutely bonkers today. On the downside, on the JSE today, the top five movers to the downside. 5.5% down for Assel. AB InBev down 3.4%. I stopped drinking beer on last Sunday morning.
That's why it's down.
Yeah. I don't think that can be the factor. It's too soon, but it will come into the next quarter's results. Glencore down 3.2, Cap down 3.2, and British American Tobacco. We did speak about this earlier in the week, Greg.
Yeah,
we did say it was going to be difficult for the tobacco producers, given the tobacco companies, given what we saw from the tobacco volumes. In other words, 11.2% down year on year in volume terms. And we said this is not the death knell for the industry, but certainly in the short term, it's not going to be pretty. And that's been borne out today by this move. 3.1% down, a favorite of yours.
Yeah, it's really been clattered. And any time brokers who long British American Tobacco get around the table and say, guys, maybe we should get out, the first defense of it comes out, yes, but what about the dividends?
Yeah.
But that argument's cost us a lot of money in the meantime. If I could just swing back to the stocks which were up for the day, and
yes,
you know, the three big gold shares here. Just talking to traders over lunch, there's a feeling now with Mr. Trump's latest move against Mexico, and I was making light of it this morning, but speaking to people that trade the peso and get involved in those markets, it actually could be a lot more serious. And the feeling amongst the local brokers I was chatting with is perhaps the next big move is going to be into gold as a safe haven. I mean, this is it's not a violent war, you know, it's a trade war, but in times of, you know, strife, the gold price is always a safe haven, and it's starting to prove that it is again. And people are probably looking at where they've got their clients' money and saying, we're underweight these gold shares. They haven't done much for a while. Let's jump in. And there's nothing like a gold bull market. It's way better than a tech bubble or any of those things. You know, shares, you think back to the previous gold bull run, something like Durban Deep in 2003, went from like 5 Rand to like 50 Rand by 2005. You know, those type of opportunities. So people are afraid to miss out. And the other feel of the market today was we'd had Wednesday and Thursday quite strong, sort of defying international markets. And the feeling was there'd been some money left on the table by local fund managers to give our market a push into the close just to get the performance better. I think month to date, we're probably down about 5% in that area. And as much as they had that plan and we were all sort of waiting for it, Mr. Trump, trumps our plans by bringing out this potential tariff against Mexico, and that knocks the market's plans. Did see a few stocks trying to be pushed up in the closing auction, but I think it would have been a completely different day without Mr. Trump. The bull's a little bit angry with him right now.
Yeah, the S&P at one stage was down nearly 40 points. As we speak, Greg, it's down 25 points. Just reiterate your view on Mr. Trump, because we did sort of have a tiny little spat, a little disagreement this morning. But have you had time to mellow and you've gone to my side of things, because Mr. Trump is obviously a complete moron?
You know, you'd want to... you'd want to believe that because we don't really understand his big plan. But
he doesn't have a big plan. He gets up in the morning and he's got a plan because he's in a bad mood or a good mood. Come on now, you know that.
That economy, you know, we can't fight against the numbers. Is booming. It's unprecedented what's been achieved since 2016. And sometimes, you know, leaders are unpopular, but they get the job done. He's draining the swamp. He's a hand grenade.
Draining any swamp. He's filling the swamp, first of all. He's filling it with rubbish. The swamp is growing and people are sinking into the swamp, the Trump swamp. I'm calling him now, not any of these stupid names about his ridiculous hairdo. I'm now calling him Tequila Trump because he's fed everybody with tequila. And we know what happens, Greg. You and I know. We've had a couple of tequilas in our time. You know exactly what happens if you have too many tequilas the next day. We are going to go into the biggest recession that the US has seen since 2008. And it's all because of Tequila Trump. And that's the end of it. It's easy. You can make someone drunk and happy by giving them tequila. So the US economy is drunk and happy, but it will fall on its head. I can promise you that. Write this down.
He's number 31st of May. His number one advisor is a guy by the name of Peter Navarro.
Yes.
And he was quoted on CNBC saying the economy has grown at an unprecedented rate. So, yeah. We'll only know looking back in 5 years if this is all going to be the biggest disaster or the biggest success. But I think let's give it a bit of time. Let's see if there is a plan here.
Okay. But write it down. 31st of May, Lindsay Williams said that the Tequila Trump hangover will start very soon. Have you got that?
It's good. One other little one. Adrian Gall from Discovery, and I'm just looking at my Twitter feed while we're chatting,
yes.
And Dave Shapiro putting here, Discovery's Adrian Gall, latest CEO to do a cap collar on buys and puts on 415 million rands worth of Discovery shares. So putting in a put and a call option, probably just taking some of the risk off the table there. But I mean, a figure of 480 million rand.
Mm.
And I sort of sent it to someone who's quite knowledgeable and said, that's really not even money for him. It's probably just almost like an insurance policy.
Greg Davies, thank you very much for your analysis this evening and all week. Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital. And that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.